When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Hi, 大家好，你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是杰尼。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢，我们要说一个在英语里面，如果你要表达自己想法的时候，我们最早学的，可能也唯一会用的就是 I think, 对吧？但其实英语里面呢，有很多在不同情况底下，可能你不一样的这个语气啊，和不一样的对象，你可以用一些不同的词。
That's right. So every time you have an idea you want to share with your friends, your family, your coworkers, there are a lot more words other than just I think.
对，那今天的节目我们就会跟大家罗列一些最常用的啊，然后教你怎么用。我觉得这个是最重要的，真正学到心里学会用。大家可以到我们的微信公众号，点开公众号，输入开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复think 或者 I think 就能找到今天的这期节目。 OK, Adam, 其实我们今天要说的这些呢 Deep think 其实我觉得也挺值得说一下的啊。从小学的时候老师就说 If you want to use I think, 他说后面要加一个 that, 对吧？
Sure, I think that Panji Jenny 告诉你 is a great show.
所以你就是 I think 后面如果要跟一个完整的一个 idea 的话，你当中要用 that 连接一下啊。
That, right.
或者你问别人，哎，这个事情你有什么想法？你怎么看？
This is more important in my mind, because a lot of people forget to add about. What do you think about something?
对。
So many times somebody asks, like, you know, what do you think this bar? What do you mean?
Yeah, you're missing the about, 对不对
Right.
诶，但是如果单独使用 what do you think, 这个也是可以的。
Oh, that's fine, that's fine. But in that case, you already understand the context.
对。好，那还有一个呢，跟 think 有关的，我觉得可以教大家的就是，啊，你可以把一个想法Loud, 有响声的响出来，是不是？
This is one of my favorite expressions. Think out loud.
Think out loud. 或者口语里面就可以说，just thinking out loud.
Right, exactly. Hey, it's also a pretty famous song, right? This is
Ed Sheeran. 对对 thinking out loud. Thinking out loud 到底是什么意思呢？
You haven't really finished the thought. You're kind of just sort of like brainstorming, coming up with ideas, but you're saying them as you think.
对，其实这个时候就是更像，有点像对你说的 brainstorming, 头脑风暴，对吧？然后这更多是一个你的 suggestion, 可能是你的一个建议，那就是我们大家一起来看看我这个想法怎么样。
Right, I'm just thinking out loud here, guys.
Just ignore me.
Yeah, just ignore me.
Don't take me seriously.
Exactly.
好，那我们 think 看完了以后呢，接下来的一个这个动词，我们可能知道它的意思是感觉，但其实它中文也一样嘛。我感觉怎么怎么样。You're also talking about your idea, right? How you think about something.
So in English, this word feel.I always feel that it's kind of like, it's just a bit deeper than think.
就是比 think 那个词更加深一点，有深度一点啊，你的思想。
Right, because this might be more about, you know, something that you don't understand with your brain, you feel with your feelings.
对，就好像 if you say I feel, or how do you feel about something, it's more, 就是比较感性，感性英语怎么说。
I guess emotional?
对对对，是吧？ More with your heart?
More with your heart, right. Whereas, you know, rational, thinking with your head, you know, that's called being rational.
对对对，理性与感性啊。好，那这个 feel 呢，其实我觉得它在结构上的用法和 think 是很像的。比如你问一个人，你对这个事情怎么看，怎么想。
It's the same thing. You want to say, you know, how do you feel about this?
对，所以不要忘了 about。 那如果你表达自己的 feel 的时候，后面也要加一个 that， 是吧？
Right, exactly.
I feel that,
you know, there's a lack of communication. I feel that we could really improve. I feel that blah, 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 blah.
哎，其实你刚刚举的这几个例子很好，就是我觉得很清楚的，就大家能感受到 feel 和 think 不同，因为 feel 就是我们说的 more emotional， 更有感情，没有那么冷冰冰。But if you say,、I think that we lack communication, 这个是吧
？It sounds very harsh.
听起来就对，很强硬，就是好像要你很不满意，要吵架。但如果你说 I feel that you know there are some problems with our communication， 就好像那我们就一起来解决。
嗯。
好，那这两个看完以后呢，接下来其实啊，你用眼睛也能表达你的思想，是吧？
That's right. Okay, so seeing something.
Seeing something 就是 S-E-E, 看、right. 啊，其实跟中文真的很像了，你看法、想法是吧？就是 they overlap.
Sure, of course, of course. Well, we're all humans, so we all have the same senses, right?
对对，那 see 你觉得和前面 think 和 feel 有什么不一样？
I think see kind of gives me the impression of like planning for the future, if that makes sense. Like, we often say like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
对对对。所以它的这个用法也不太一样哦。前面 Adam 说的就是里面好像用 see 这个动词的时候更加有一点你的计划设想，对吧？比如、
right.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? 你举的例子就是5年以后你觉得自己会在干嘛。我是觉得 see 这个词还有更多一些，就是它也很理性，而且是 more analytical， 会有一点分析的那个因素在里面。是吧，你要因为就是看法嘛，我们中文里面说你对一件事情的看法就是你自己也要分析。
I think that's it, Jenny. I think you really got it. But there is another, you know, seeing or sight related word we often use.
啊，你是说那个 view 吗？
View, exactly.
这个 view 和前面我们说的那个 see 很像吗？
Right, they're pretty close. Although, you know, your view on something is kind of more, that's much closer to what you think about it. Like, do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing? It's kind of more about a judgment.
啊、对，就是view 更多的像你的一个判断 judgment 是吧、
right.
What's your view on something? 我觉得还有一个 view 和前面 see 不一样的就是 you pretty much see.Is a verb, right? Where do you、
right.
see yourself in 5 years? 但是 view 它既是一个动词，又是一个名词，而且它作为名词用的还比较多一点。What's
right,
your
right.
view on something?
Right, and it's always on something that needs to be judged, right? Some people say it's good, some people say it's bad. What's your view on it?
对，好，那我们接下来要说的这几个呢 I really love this one because it's very colloquial, 非常口语的，而且这个词呢它也是哎呀意思特别特别多，然后你可能不知道你可以这样的用它，这个词就是
take
T-A-K-E。 我 take 第一个想到就是外卖 take out 现在很饿
我
对，但其实 take 也有想法、看法的意思。
Right, because just like the word we just said view, you always ask what's your take on something.
Something, 对。所以其实今天所说所有的词啊，后面跟的那个介词那 preposition 都很重要，大家千万别漏了，也不要用错。我们在今天推送里面都有给大家列出来，你可以好好看一下啊。
Yes, these prepositions are so, so, so important. So in take on, what's your take on something? It's the same as what's your view on. Just what do you think about it?
对，你对这件事情的看法是吧？那
right.
我但 take 作为看法想法呢，就是它只能当名词用，你不能说。How do you take something? 除非你问人一个人，你这咖啡里要不要加奶加糖 ？How do you take your coffee with milk or sugar? Right?
Right.
这 take 我就想到了我们比如听一集潘吉建议告诉你或者学一个开源的课程最后我们都跟大家总结一下这一课的 key takeaway。
OK。
是吧所以 takeaway 有一个意思就是我们 就像 take out 一样吗常吃还是外带
In a sense, right? In a sense,
对对对
something that you take away from a lesson or a story or something, it's basically what did you learn?
对就是你这一刻你能 take away with you, 你对吧能够带走的真的学到心里记到脑子里的东西是什么啊诶既然我们讲到 take, 是不是还有一个英语里面有一个 idiom or a phrase 就是和言有关的和 take 也有关的
Oh, yeah. Take something with a grain of salt. Oh, see, I have a friend who's really, tian you jia zu. So always just telling these ridiculous stories that nobody really believes. And I will always tell people, like, yeah, you take what he says with, you know, a grain of salt. I might even say,take what he says with, many grains of salt.
诶那这句 take something with a grain of salt 到底是什么意思啊
Oh, it just means don't believe. Well, it doesn't mean like don't believe it completely, but it just means kind of just be a little skeptical, a little doubtful.
哦就是长个心眼儿。这个说法也特别好啊大家平时可以用起来。好我们今天最后要看的几个这个跟想法有关的词我可能你也不是这么坚定的想就是你还是有一点 hesitation。
Right. Okay, so the first one we've got is guess.
我猜怎么样。
Right. You know, I guess, that sounds like a pretty good job.
其实这个词我觉得如果你直接翻译为猜那它就在中文里面会非常的生硬会非常奇怪但英语里面 when you say you know I guess that's a, you know that's a good idea 其实这就是我觉得还不错吧就是中文里面我觉得我们更多的是用 our tone of voice 我们的语气来代表这种 I guess但英语里面你就会直接用这个词 right if you contrast I thinkwith I guess 那 guess、right. 就是你可能有点保留或者说你就是还要自己想一想
Right, I think the other way we always use guess is if your friend or the person you are talking to is if they say something that you maybe before you didn't agree with but、you kind of just want to move the conversation on just say like、yeah, I guess
就有点、敷衍他那个对吧
I guess.
好那还有一个 I suppose.、其实和 I guess 有点像 in that you're not 100% on board or convinced.
Exactly. Yeah, I suppose.
I suppose, 对。但我觉得 suppose be guess 好像更加、就是稍微庄重一点。A little bit more, right?
Supposing is guessing.、at the end of the day, you're just kind of guessing with more information.
对对对 guesstimate.
Guesstimate.、Yeah.
Educated guess.
Right.
稍微有把握一点啊。好那接下来这个是你一定说我们要加一个因为说在口语里也非常常用的这个词。
Okay, this one is、maybe not used as much in North America, but...definitely used in the UK、
and Australia
and I was going to ask you Jenny if it's、used down there down under
definitely yeah I learned that word in Australia and the word is
reckon
I reckon 这个 reckon does it come from recognize
maybe probably does it probably does in any case like when we use it in North America it's usually in like an old movieLike, they're trying to play a character of kind of like, a, like for example, a cowboy. The cowboy would say, like, well, I reckon I gotta get the horses.
好吧。但这个 我觉得就像 Adam 说的，如果你生活在英联邦国家，或者说你身边英国朋友比较多，they use this word all the time. Just pay attention. You'll pick it up.
For sure.
好，那我们今天讲了很多啊，就是希望大家下次表达自己想法的时候，不一样的 context situation， 理性还是感性的想法，都可以找到比较对应的词来表达。好，那我们开言英语除了这个双语的脱口秀以外呢，还有全英语的会员课程，能够帮你更加好的学习英语。大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来免费尝试一下，尝试之后你想要购买的话呢，在公众号也有最优惠的价格，学习一年只要629。 So what's your take on today's show? Come and let us know. 大家都可以对到留言里面告诉我们。 And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Alright, bye guys. Maybe we found love right where we are. Maybe